Hey, the Shaw family.
Wouldn't it be fresh?
The Shaw family.
Yes.
Would be one of the most famous and recognised families in football.
One of the greatest football families in the history of the game.
No question about that. And at the forefront of that is Ray Shaw. Now, Ray played and did some homework, 146 games, captain, best and fairest at Collingwood Footy Club, had Tony and Neville that played, and then Heath and Reece went on and played for the Collingwood Footy Club as well. And now, as of yesterday at lunchtime, his son is an AFL coach, albeit an interim one, in Reece Shaw. So Ray has been good enough to join us. Great to talk to you, Ray.
Gary and Tim, good morning to you both.
When did you find out that Reece is stepping into the cauldron of that of a senior AFL coach?
Oh, I think it was, there's a lot of news going around and things like that, but honestly, I've spoken to Reece a couple of times over the weekend because it's been a bit, there's been a bit on, but it wasn't until probably late Friday night that he said that the club had asked him whether he'd be the interim coach for the rest of the year. So that was it, Gaz.
And what a thrill. I mean, Reece had a terrific career, but he's now done his apprenticeship in a really meaningful way. He was the AFL Coaches Association Assistant Coach of the Year in 2017. He's come back after being up in Sydney and got to North Melbourne. Is this something that he'd aspired to for a long time?
Oh, I'm not quite sure about the AFL coaching position, but I think just over the years, especially when he finished playing, he coached the Sydney Swans seconds for a couple of years under Johnny Longmire, and over the time when you think back that he played under Mickey Malthouse and under Paul Roos and then Johnny Longmire, and he was really looking forward to his association with Brad Scott. And And what I've learnt over the time, I know it's only been a short time, the 6 months, is he has got the utmost respect for Brad Scott as a person, as a coach, and as a mentor. And I think that's probably the only little disappointing part about it is he won't be able to continue that association with Brad. But Brad's been a fantastic mentor for Reece over a very short time.
Good morning, Ray. It's Tim here. And I did hear Brad Scott talk about this at the weekend, that he had been mentoring Reece, but he just thought that he hadn't completed that role as his mentor. How does Reece feel about stepping into that role? Does he feel like he's ready to take the reins?
Oh, I think he's happy to help the club out. But like a lot of clubs, Tim, he's got some really good people behind him. With the assistant coaches and Darren Crocker, Lee Tudor, Gavin Brown. So, those chaps have been around for a while and they know what's expected, and I'm sure they'll help Reece. And I think the other thing is that the North Melbourne players are such a close-knit group, and they've got plenty of senior players there. So all over, the club's in a really good position, and I'm sure they'll get through this 2019 pretty well, and then let's see what happens after that.
What when we watch the Kangaroos run out, you think that you be looking on as a person who understands and knows footy so well, you look at it and go, yeah, that's got a bit of Reece Shaw blueprint about it?
Oh, nah, too early, Gaz. Too early, mate. I think you'll just follow what's happened, with North over the last couple of years and also this year. You can't fiddle with things halfway through a season, and he'll just follow the Brad Scott theme that's been there for such a long time, and when the new coach is appointed at the end of the year, that they'll go down that track. So I'd be very surprised if we see anything different. They'll just follow the same theme that Brad has given North Melbourne over so many years.
And Ray, is he looking at this as just being the caretaker coach, or do you think in the back of his mind, or maybe he's even articulated to you the fact that if they get on a roll and they win enough games, I mean, it might be his job to lose?
Oh, what's that cliche they say? Take one day at a time. I think that's what you've got to do, and they'll sort everything out. And he's looking forward to the experience and the opportunity to be the head coach at North for the next 12 weeks. And that's a real plus for Reece that, he's got to this situation. And what I've heard from the Sydney Swans and the boys down at North, they're highly respected of him. You know, they respect him so much. And we've got to remember, he's only been out of 44 years, so he knows what the players are feeling. He knows what the other coaches are feeling. So, you know, he'll do his best, and I'm sure, you know, everything will work out pretty well.
Just looking at round 13, North Melbourne play against GWS. His brother is playing in the GWS team. Does he tag Heath as a halfback flanker or not?
We're all going down. My relations are down in Tassie, so we're all going down for that weekend. So it's good in a position where you've got one on each side because no one's a loser, are they? You can always, at the end of the game, you just go into the room that wins. So, that'll be good.
Speaking with Ray Shaw, the father of Reece and also Heath, of course, what would, if Reece took aside one of his North Melbourne boys who he earmarked to play on Heath, what would his message be to that player to try and just get Heath's mind perhaps a little bit distracted?
Oh, I think the biggest thing would be just if you're allowed to just take out a pair of earmuffs on with him, because he doesn't stop talking or keep away from his waving arms. I think that's just because that's all he seems to do all day, is talk and wave his arms around. So, I'll just play it the way it is, and I'm sure everything will work out.
And just on Heath, he plays game number 300 in about 8 weeks, I think. That's an extraordinary performance from a man that left, you know, the comfort of the Collingwood Footy Club and all his mates to go to an expansion club, and to be the longevity that he's displayed has been tremendous.
To play one, as they say, Gaz, and to play 300 is a fantastic effort. And to join that elite group of players that have played 300 in a very tough environment, it's been a great effort by Heath. And people say he's getting on a bit, but he goes out there every week and he tries to do his job. And I think that's really important for someone, just playing footy. You've got to do your job. You've got to do what the coach asks you to do. And that's what his main focus is. And then, end of the day, when if they get the 4 points, well and good. So, but his performances have been pretty consistent this year. So I know he's looking forward to the rest of the year, and we just hope that the Giants can continue with a bit of good form and come September.
Hey Ray, how proud are you of your boys?
Oh look, I'm Tim, you got me in a bad spot there, mate. I feel a bit emotional about this. I'm ultra proud. I've said to many people over the years that, have one boy go father-son and then a few years later have the others. And what they've done in their time at the club, I think Reece 230 on and now he's 280 odd game. But I think it's just, every player has their ups and downs at different times. But, they've come through all those little difficult things. And I am, and my wife Lisa, are just so proud of these boys because, you ask them to do something for you and they go and do it, and the respect and that they're held around, around the area, around the footy clubs and that is very high. So I couldn't be more proud of what they've achieved in their footy careers.
Well said, Ray, and congratulations. We've got a message that's come through. It says, Gaz, we're great job as usual, boys. We'll add that in. But then it says, can you ask Ray to come back to work? We miss having him around the joint. That's from Brian in Greensboro.
Fair enough. I've been a head gardener in retirement village for 18 years, and I've decided to just hang the boots up, as they say, Gaz, and just doing a little bit of part-time work and really enjoying it, feel a lot more relaxed. So everything's good.
Good on you, Ray. Fantastic to talk to you this morning. It really is. And congratulations on both the boys. They've done a fantastic job. And as you say, you're rightly proud of them. And we wish Reece all the best in his new career as an interim AFL coach.
Thank you very much, Gaz. And Tim, appreciate your help. Good.